Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So today is a big day in St. Paul, as it always is at the start of the Boys State High School Hockey Tournament. It started back in 1945, and you think of all the drama, all the legends that have been made since that time. And you can read all about it in a book called Tourney Time. It's written by my friend and Star Tribune reporter David LeVake. He joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, Vanita, from doing the Star Tribune prep power play videos at your side to now talking to you on the Good Neighbors airwaves. You've been a favorite of mine, and I'm so grateful for your support.
Oh, David, you're so wonderful. It was great working with you at the Strib. So first off, I want to get your thoughts. You cover boys high school hockey. What do you think are the key storylines coming up? We got Class A today starting. Tomorrow we have Class 2A. Who are the teams to watch, players? Just give us kind of a rundown.
Yeah, I think in Class Single A, as you said, which starts today, I think the best story is Minneapolis. First time back in the state tournament in 28 years, which is wonderful. They don't, unfortunately, play until 8 o'clock tonight, so we'll have to wait to see how, you know, what the product looks like on the ice. But as far as who are the favorites in 1A, Hermantown is the one seed and War Road is the two, and I think that they're destined to meet for the championship game. I think the one team that can get in the way of those plans, though, is my number three seed, Matamidi. Their goaltender, Ben Dardis, he was a 2020 state champion, and he's good enough to steal a game again, and we'll see if Matamidi's efforts can get it done in single A.
And what are you thinking about double A?
I've gone on record several times saying Creighton Durham Hall is my pick, but I tell you, it's Hill Murray, the number one seed, is awfully good. I don't know who'd want to play Edina, the three seed. They've allowed very little in the way of goals down the stretch. I think that Thursday could be as difficult on the higher seeds as we saw in 2012, when all four higher seeds lost in the quarterfinals. We could have a similar situation like that this year.
Oh, my goodness. And it's really fun for those of us in the crowd. And when I think of the book that you and Lauren Nelson wrote, Tourney Time, that chronicles the history of this tournament, what made you guys want to put together this historical look at the tournament? And were there any things that surprised you in your research?
Well, first of all, the why is that the tournament deserved it. We in our travels, Lauren and I, we found other books and things on the subject, but nothing that we thought covered enough of the passion, the camaraderie, the joy, the fun, the color. And so we wanted a book that contained all those things. And so the way that we went about getting those things is he and I did a combined 400 interviews. And we talked mostly to former players and coaches, but also game officials and cheerleaders. And we told their stories and wanted to really bring the color of the tournament to life.
And you certainly do, because you chronicle so much of it. Earlier, I was talking about a memory I had of the Duluth East Eden Prairie game. I thought it was 2009. It was 2011 when Kyle Rau got that triple overtime goal against JoJo Janetta, the Duluth East goalie. That was just an amazing game. But there are so many games in this history, and it's hard to explain to people outside of Minnesota what this tournament is. And when you did this book, it must have been sort of a realization of how special this tournament is.
No question. This is what we do best in Minnesota, and the one common theme through the years. It's hard to find something that unites 75 years worth of history, but in a word, it's passion. These kids have always played hard and played for one another and played for their communities. And that's a special thing in Minnesota, and it's part of at the core of what has made the tournament special all these years.
It is 8:25. We're talking with David Levesque from the Star Tribune, who also co-authored a book called Tourney Time, looking at the Minnesota Boys State Hockey Tournament, the history of it, the stories from it. Was there any story in your years of covering it that stood out for you?
That's a multiple choice answer.
Fair enough. You can do that.
There's so many things that there's so many chapters that have had so many little elements that are a lot of fun. Things that are hallmarks of their time. So in 1947, there was a St. Paul Johnson player who overslept and almost missed the streetcar to take him down to the old St. Paul Auditorium. In 1953, two South St. Paul players switched their jerseys. And of course, the one who didn't think would score scored twice, and now the other guy gets the credit for all eternity. In 1969, you had the seminal tournament, Edina versus War Road, Henry Boucher from War Road, and that overtime game, first one tournament that was played at the Met Center where the North Stars used to play. You go in the more modern era, and in 1996, Apple Valley Duluth East, five overtime semifinal, probably the greatest tournament game ever played. And then in 2005, War Road and Totino Grace played what I consider a forgotten classic. It was a double overtime game for the single-A championship game, and TJ Oshie was a part of that War Road team. So just you can go on and on and on through the years, and there's every year is a highlight. Every year has got something to want to talk about and remember and bring to light. And so that's why it was so fun to do one chapter on each year of the tournament for 75 years.
Love that. And I know how much work you and Lauren put into the research. Where can people find this book, Tourney Time, David?
So you can certainly get it at Amazon, our publisher, the Minnesota Historical Society Press. But if you want to get it directly from the authors and get a signed copy and personalized if you'd like, you can just simply put legacy.hockey in your web browser, and it will take you right to the site, and you can navigate to the Tourney Time book and order it right from us if you like.
Awesome. Well, I hope to see you. I've got my season tickets for the Class 2A game, so hopefully I'll see you around the X in this next few days.
I look forward to it.
Thanks so much, David. We appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. We'll be back with traffic and weather.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.